Welcome to the Projector Movement podcast. My name's Charlie and I'm the founder of the Projector Movement, and I'm extremely excited to bring you this podcast from the whole Projector Movement team. We'll be bringing you stories, conversations, and life experiences as projectors. We first and foremost honor each individual at their core and let human design be a guide, not a rule book, in our lives. We'll dive deep into topics that bring your projector essence alive. This is for you, the 20% of the world that is inherently different than everybody else. We're projectors, we're different, and we love it. Hello everyone, Charlie here, and I'm sitting here in my villa in Bali. Been in Bali for about the last 6 weeks, and Bali holds a very special place in my heart, so I thought, why not jump on here and share a little bit of that with you all at this time, no matter where you are in the world currently. But allowing my projector energy to come out and be felt in some way and share at this time. So I hope you receive this sharing in your own unique way. Today I'm inspired to share about the overall projector energy, the direction, and some ways how you might be able to embody that a little more and understand it a little more and create and manifest from that place of alignment. So first things first is, if you were born a projector, you need to know that you've been heavily conditioned since birth to be like the rest of the world. There's multiple reasons for that. 70% of the population are generators. And it's not just that. This world, this existence, humanity, has been around for tens of thousands of years. I'm from Australia, and it's been shown that the Aboriginal people have been here for 65,000 years or something like that. And, you know, maybe that was a slip of the tongue, maybe we've been here for 65 million, who knows? But let's just say we've been here for a long time. And the projector energy has come in to humanity roughly 250 years ago. So this is a very short amount of time. So humanity has built up a rhythm, a beat, a way of moving through the world. The way the brain functions, the way that society moves, the way that social interactions happen, you know, has been established and built over many, many, many generations, and projectors have only recently come here to humanity. Now we look the same, we talk the same, we often act somewhat similar. Yet I want you to start to understand that you're actually very, very different. 20% of the population were projectors. Just because we look the same, talk the same, act similar, you know, we're like, oh, we're pretty much the same. Maybe there's like, you know, a little difference. Maybe, I don't know, I have to wait for some invitation or some recognition, or, okay, I have a bit less energy. Okay, maybe I get a little, you know, run down here and there, or there's some slight sensitivity, but like, I think everyone's sort of like that. However you view yourself, however you view projectors, however you view other people, you know, this is going to be through your understanding and your lens. But I'm here to share with you that there's a greater, more fundamental difference between you and most people. 80% of the world. 70% of the world have a sacral center. 70% of the world are generators. The other 9, roughly, are manifestors. So definitely with these two types, fundamental differences. One has a sustained source of energy. One is built for this physical reality, for this material reality, the generators. And the manifestors have access to energy to manifest to their throat. Projectors have come here 250 years ago, roughly. We don't. There is a fundamental difference in our energy, in our source of energy, in our aura, and how we actually move through the world and communicate and manifest. And these fundamental things are so different. And the more that you begin to understand that, the more that you begin to accept that. And this is a big part of the deconditioning process, because we try and hold on. We try and hold on. We try and stay the same. We try to fit in. We try to be like, no, I'm the same as the rest of my family. You know, I've got, let's say you've got four generators in your family, or two generators, one manifestor and one manifesting generator. No, I'm pretty much the same. You know, I can do pretty much everything. I try to, like, you know, skip over my inner world. That's just what I've done the whole time. I don't think I'm that sensitive. I don't, whatever it is, all these programs that have been put into us to try and homogenize us, to try and have us be and feel the same. Yet we're not. And this causes a deep, for some projectors it's conscious, for others it's subconscious, but a deep pain at times. So I invite you to start to look at your life and start to accept, I'm actually going to respect that feeling I'm having. I'm going to respect that intuitive impulse I'm having, because I am different. That's okay if I don't have the energy to do that. That's okay if I need to communicate that boundary a bit more. That's okay. And these are all small steps, but ideally all these small steps add up to quite a fundamental shift in the way you move through the world, in the way that you see the world, in the way that you see yourself, because you are fundamentally different. One way you can do this is begin to listen to yourself. Listen inside. What I was just sharing about listening to your emotions, listening to your intuitive impulses, listening to your sensitivity, not shaming yourself for your emotions, for your sensitivity, for your lack at times in certain areas of life. Maybe it takes you a lot more energy to process things mentally. Maybe you're a bit slower than most people. Maybe you're a bit faster than most people. Start to tease out the differences and uniquenesses, because we're different. Sarah, here at the Projector Movement, she often says, you know, square peg, round hole. And this is true. We keep trying to put ourselves into the wrong hole. I like to say diamond peg, round hole, because there's such a profound flair within our soul that gives us access to something magical that will come to you the more that you understand and respect your uniqueness and decondition, unhomogenize yourself. Magic wants to come through you. A greater force wants to come through you, wants to use you to birth this new world that's coming into being, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, whether I align to it or not, whether you align to it or not. It's coming into being. 2027, it's moving. It started to open in 2012. It had a big shift 2020. And every year we move closer to 2027, there's these huge fundamental shifts within our DNA, within our coding, and that ripples out into the external world, the external environment. And we are being purged, we are being purified, and the projector energy, we have access to this original blueprint, a frequency-like nature. There's a harmony in our being when we get to know ourselves. But you have to claim that. And that's what this is about. This invitation is for you to claim that. You do that by listening within. And you also do that listening outside too. Having boundaries, respecting yourself, but also listening to the people around you, listening to nature, listening to synchronicities. And then as you listen within and without, you might also begin to hear and listen to invitations coming your way, recognitions coming your way. But there's some steps to do before that, as I've already mentioned. Because, as I've said, a new world wants to be born through you. Now, this new world, as we move closer to 2027, it will happen each and every year, more purifying, more purging, more rebirthing. Because the world that we will see in 5 years will be fundamentally different to the world that we inhabit right now. And this is your time to open yourself to that. Now, this new world, what values does it have? What is aligned to this new world? Because if we know what is coming from the future towards us, what vibrational tone, what frequency, then it would be smart, wise for us projectors, as we inhabit this frequency, to consciously choose that, to consciously bring that into our world, through our mind, through our emotional body, through our physical body, through our soul. This new world is based on the feminine tonality, the feminine principles. It's based in harmony. It's also based in uniqueness. We're moving away from homogenization. Everyone going through the same education. Everyone going through the same schooling system. Everyone eating the same food. Everyone listening to the same thing. We are moving into a world where we will see how unique each individual is and what a gift that uniqueness is, and that will be cherished, that will be brought forward, that will be encouraged. And you can do that for yourself now. Some of these other principles based in the feminine energy. A harmony, compassion, sensitivity, community, power. But this is not a power over. This is not a destructive power. This is a different type of power. And it's for you to go within and start to experientially understand, touch, listen to the power within you, because it's vast, it's deep, and it's rich. And as you do that, you start to contact a power far greater than yourself. And when that starts to move through you, you are at the forefront. You are at the forefront of this new world. You are living your destiny, being born a projector, and bringing in this new world into being, into form from the formless. And with that, I want to say thank you for being born a projector. Thank you for having the courage to stand up, to listen, and to receive your destiny. Many blessings to you. Thank you for tuning in. We love that you're here with us. If you're not already part of our community over on Instagram, come and join us at
projector movement. We also have an amazing free webinar for projectors over on our website, along with some magical offerings that will serve as a guide in your life and will ignite your projector spirit. Head over to www.projectormovement.com. Until next time, journey well.